Hello everyone, welcome to another edition, St. Louis Baseball Weekly Review. Today is Sunday, March 24th. I'm here with Wyatt. What's happening, bud?
Not much.
Good day?
Yes.
Spring training is almost over. The last official game was today, Wyatt. We start on Thursday. We got a couple exhibitions coming up in Arizona. No big deal. They're cutting camp in Florida. Today was it. And we're going to start in L.A. on Thursday. Any thoughts?
We'll see how our roster looks, but so far I would say we're okay.
Yeah, the proof's in the pudding. You got to play the games. Easy on paper, right? On paper, we don't always look the best, but you never know. Sometimes you put on the birds on the bat. We've seen this before, and people get a new life.
Yeah, kind of like Matt Carpenter this spring training.
It's a good call out. So, I got a studs and duds. You ready for this?
Yes.
Spring training studs, folks. Burleson. I mean, best hitter on the team. Top guy, Burleson. 364. Second, Victor Scott. 354 with an on-base of over 450. Outstanding for a young man who never played AAA yet. Sagisi, 304. Showed he's going to be a major leaguer someday. Number four, Matthew Carpenter. 350 for the spring. He has earned his pass.
Yeah, he has earned his pass. Obviously, when this signing happened, everyone's like, what are we doing here? Please cut this man immediately.
I listened back to our old podcast, and we both said, if it's the 210 Carpenter, if he doesn't make it, if he's batting 190, 200 in spring training, we think there's going to be a hard decision, but we'll give him a chance. And the guy came through. There's been some interviews with him where he wants to end his career with the Cardinals, and he wants to end it differently than last time because he did go out on a low. He definitely wasn't proud about that. And he does seem like a really good dude. So, hey, kudos to you, Mr. Carpenter.
Yeah, kudos to Mr. Carpenter indeed. Maybe this year is his final year. By him saying that in that interview.
Maybe. And you saw him at your high school.
I did.
Yes, sir. Pretty cool. Duds. Donovan, 194. Still kind of getting in the groove. Hasn't done much. Goldschmidt, 116, Wyatt. Arenado started off okay, but he's been peeling it off. He's at 214. And Mason went at 200. Just not getting it done right now.
Yeah, obviously not doing it, not getting it done right now, but obviously spring training is a lot different than the MLB, so maybe this is a good sign that they're struggling now, and then they will get better throughout the season.
Maybe, but the one thing I worry about is in spring training you do see some lower level pitching. And when the games start for real, you don't see a lot of, 7 and 8 starters. You see top 5 guys. But we'll see. We'll see what rounds into shape. Usually pitching's ahead of hitting because it's hard to do. Hitting's hard, and it just takes a minute to adjust. Studs and duds pitching. Miles Michaelis, beast mode. 16 innings pitched, 1.19 whip, ERA 2.25. And another spring training surprise, I would say on the pitching side, this is your surprise, and that's Zach Thompson. 12 innings pitched, 0.75 whip, ERA 2.25. He is locked into the second starting role for us right now. Number two, he's moved up the chart.
Yeah, that's not surprising at all with those very good stats.
Left-hander, kind of hard to find.
Yeah, these days it is pretty hard to find.
Duds Libitor, who was in the competition with Thompson, again struggling. It's been a while. Matthew, 15.2 innings, 1.47 whip, 6.32 earned run average. That's not going to work. He's in the bullpen. But last year he did okay in the bullpen. So, hey, we're pulling for you, bud. Lance Lynn, 9.1 innings, 1.5 whip with a 5.79 ERA. That's not going to cut it, big man.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it. But obviously he is a little older than some of the squads, so it's going to get him some time to get adjusted.
Yeah, I'm certainly not writing him off. And the same with Kyle Gibson. Stats are just terrible. 10 innings pitched, 1.8 whip, ERA is 10.8. That's really bad.
Yeah, that's not the best, but obviously, like I said about Lance Lynn, he is a little older, so he should be okay.
Yeah, there's a thing with spring training where those guys know their body and they know what they need to do to get ready for a season. They've done this before. They're not trying to unseat someone and take a job. They're trying to just get in shape legitimately. They know they've got a position on the team. So they can work on a new pitch. If something's a little off, they want to focus on throwing four curveballs in a row, they can do that. They would not have done that in a game, but they're doing it now. So, yes, it's way too early to write these guys off. But there's a little bit of a caution flag waving, but nothing serious right now. Main thing is health. They're coming out healthy.
Yeah, that was our problem last year. We had hardly anybody healthy with the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, that was the start of the season. It just never went, never did regroup. That was a mess. Thursday starting, they announced the five rotation pitchers. It's Michaelis, Thompson, Lynn, Matz, and then Gibson. That's our first five. Opening day, Michaelis. Opening day at St. Louis will be Mr. Lynn. So that'll be a thrill for him.
Yeah, that'll be a nice standing ovation back.
Yeah, I think he was on that World Series team. He remembers the good old days. So let's see. It should be pretty emotional. They did announce a starting lineup for the first game against the Dodgers already, which is not something Ollie usually does. You ready for this?
Yes.
Donovan, left field. A little surprising. Goldschmidt, Gorman, Arenado. That's your top four. Contreras, Carpenter, DH. Walker, right field. Carlson, center field. And your shortstop, Mason Winn.
Yeah, that is a little surprising to me as well. I'm surprised Burleson is not in that lineup.
Yeah, it's like they're going for defense. I guess they put Donovan in there. I bet there's a short leash, and I bet Burleson gets a start out of those three games. Between Carpenter and Donovan, you'd think one of those would go to Burleson, but we'll see how that goes with the pitching matchups. You know, Carlson did end up playing pretty well in center, so I'm not going to say much about him, but I think Donovan and Carpenter right now, they're going to need to start, doing their thing. Otherwise, Burleson's going to want to have a shot.
Yeah, I would say Donovan probably has more of a target than Matt Carpenter since he did very good in spring training.
Yeah, and Donovan can move around too, so he could come off the bench in the third inning for a pitch runner and then stay in the base in the game and play second or something, Interesting thing is a lot of the stat guys are thinking there's five guys on our team that are capable of 20 home runs. And it said it's the first time we've had that in a while. And that would be Goldschmidt, Gorman, Arenado, Contreras, and Walker. Five boys with over 20, potentially. That'd be good.
Yeah, that will be good. I'm going to say six, Matt Carpenter.
That'd be outstanding. I'm pulling for him. That means he'd be doing good and playing a lot. But they think Gorman's the guy to watch as far as leading the team with home runs. The guy's just a really good hitter. Said his back's doing well. And they're going to spell him with Donovan, too. I would see Gorman's going to get some DH.
Yeah, especially with his back problems. He will probably get a lot of DH.
Yeah, a day off here and there. Like those winners a day off, they'll give him a spell so he can get 2 days off, stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm anxious to see. This time next week we'll have some games to actually talk about, real games, real management decisions, real lineup decisions, and start watching these boys and see what we got. I'm not too concerned about our lineup, even though we're missing Edmund. We've got enough bench strength right now where that's not a problem. I'm a little worried on the pitching side, these guys, but with any luck, Sonny Gray comes back pretty quick, and with him being in there, Thompson may spell Mats or Gibson and give them a break, or he may go with a six-man rotation for a little bit. But I think the pitching is going to be the side to watch.
Yeah, that is for sure, because obviously on paper our rotation does not look the best. But maybe it will surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, it's ranked about midway in the majors, about halfway up in the National League, and our hitting is ranked in the top five. So we got some sticks, but we'll see what these guys can do pitching-wise. But, yeah, it's all good. And the wild card is your Boris fella. Montgomery's still out there. He's the last one, right?
Yeah, he is the last one since J.D. Martinez signed a couple days ago with the New York Mets for a one-year $12 million contract.
That was a good deal.
He said he's playoff hungry, and I don't know if the Mets is the best place to go, but who knows?
Yeah, that was a pretty bargain deal for 1 year. I'd like seeing the Cardinals have him, but we've got Carpenter. But Crawford's hurt still, has not batted since he got hit on the wrist. I wanted to bring that up. It looks like he might be on the IL to start the list. Sonny Gray is on the IL to start the season. Looks like Edmund's going to be on the IL. So we've got some injuries, but when those guys come back, that should help. But if Crawford comes back and it's after Edmund comes back, he may not make the team. I'm thinking they may just release him if we're going okay. Now, if we take a whipping and get hurt, somebody gets hurt or we start losing a lot of games, they may want to keep Crawford around. But otherwise, I don't know how he's going to fit in here.
Yeah, maybe we can keep him as a locker room leader. Obviously, he has won a lot of World Series.
I just don't want to see Burleson go down because of that after what he did in spring. He leads the team in hitting, and then he's jeopardized of going down. The other two guys, Scott and Sagisi, are out. So now it's Carpenter and Burleson are the top two hitters. And you know, Carpenter's, you know, we'll see if he can keep it up. But Burleson, he's got a future.
Oh, yeah, that is for sure. It's kind of started last season. He had a little run there towards the end, and now, obviously, he's having a really good run right now.
So we got Edmund out, and we didn't speak about Nootbaar. Haven't heard a lot about him. He was taking some soft toss, some pitching. I'm sorry, throwing with his ribs to see if he could throw from the outfield, and I think it was just coming along slow, but there's not been any updates that I've seen. Have you seen anything?
No, I have not seen anything.
But between Nootbaar and Edmund, that's two guys that are going to see a lot of time in the field that we're missing. But when he comes back, that's going to put, is Carlson going to stay in center? Is he going to be the first outfielder off the bench? You know, do you spread it around? Do you give Walker a break and let Burleson take a bat out there? That could happen. But I think they're going to, if Edmund comes back and he can hit, he's probably going to be our center fielder. And Nootbaar was penciled in the left.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, if Carlson does not do good, he will probably be on the bench, like you said.
Yeah, so we're going to have guys that are going to have to. And then you got Crawford coming back, so it's like there's two or three guys coming back, and two or three guys are going to have to go. It's going to get interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure. Maybe you move Crawford down to the minor leagues in AAA or something.
I don't know if he'll take it. I mean, I just don't know if he'd want to do that. Or maybe somebody on another team, shortstop, gets hurt and they can help him out and, you know, make a deal.
Yeah, I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah, start playing the games and we'll see where it shakes out. But we've got some guys coming back from injury probably within the first 3 weeks. If we can just kind of hang in there without any more injuries for the first 3 weeks of the season, then we'll get our normal lineup in there and see if we can do some damage.
Yeah, hopefully we do a lot of damage.
Yep, that's about all I got this week. I'm waiting for the season. You got anything else?
Yeah, we were speaking about Nolan Gorman's back. He said switching from popcorn made with peanut oil. So he ate popcorn with peanut oil and has now switched with popcorn made with coconut oil. Apparently it helped overcome his back issues.
You think he was joking about that? That seems weird to me.
I don't know. he was speaking with MLB.com's Cardinal guys, so I would say if he's saying that, he's probably being pretty serious.
Some of those oils, they do say, can cause or can contribute towards inflammation and swelling up, and some other oils are better. Maybe he's a popcorn guy and eats popcorn every day. I would think just don't eat popcorn for a while.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't love popcorn?
Maybe he's at the movies all the time. Maybe he's a movie fan.
In his off days, maybe go to the movie with peanut oil.
Yeah, I thought I saw him when we went to see Dune, but I didn't ask him.
Yeah, we should have.
But yeah, interesting. What else you got?
Probably the biggest news, baseball news of the whole week. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. He's a little suspicious. They're investigating Ohtani for alleged illegal gambling.
Yeah, it's not really a Cardinal story, but we'll touch on it for a minute. $4.5 million was transferred from Ohtani's account to some gambling operation to pay gambling debts. And it came out, apparently, the first pass was that his interpreter was stealing the money and has a gambling problem. So when they looked into the interpreter, correct me if I'm wrong, Wyatt, but when they looked into the interpreter, his background is a little sketchy and not accurate. He didn't go to some of the schools he was reported to have attended and things like that. So now they're really looking into this thing and seeing what's going on. Was it really Ohtani betting, or was it really the interpreter? Is the interpreter who he says he was? Is he an imposter? What's he doing here? So there's just a lot of intrigue around this, but it is the number one story in baseball, and you got a big superstar who might be gambling. That's a big deal.
That is correct. No one knows where this he said he went to some school said he never went there, and I believe I saw said he was a Boston Red Sox translator at one point, and they said that ain't true either.
That's interesting. I don't know enough about Ohtani. I just thought he was somebody that came over with him. You know, that's a lot of times like somebody that they know, but this guy might have been somebody he met in America.
I thought they said they were best friends.
Yeah, so I mean, it's somebody you know. It's like, hey, I'm going to take my friend with me. He can interpret, and I can pay him some money. And I got somebody to eat with. He likes the kind of food I do, and you know, we're buddies. But yeah, I don't know. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. He's going to speak with the media about it tomorrow.
Those in Dodger land, I don't know if there's any Dodger fans listening, but it's been an interesting spring. Yamamoto, the number one pitching prospect they signed to a massive deal, is really laid an egg on his numbers. He's about at the Gibson level, really bad. And now they got Ohtani with this, and they got the media storm just circling their team right now. It's on fire.
Yeah, it's on fire. It's going to be an advantage for us, especially because we are playing them on opening day.
Yeah, we catch them off guard. Their focus maybe not be there. We're going to face Ohtani. I think it's game two or game three, not the first game. Probably give him a day off to get his head straight and see what's going on here. But, yeah, we could catch him off guard. Or it could be that, hey, now that they're playing baseball, they can focus on something else that isn't so crazy. But, yeah, Thursday, game on, season starts. We'll see where it ends.
Yeah, I believe their opening day starter is Tyler Glasnow.
I saw it, but I don't remember who it was. But yeah, I saw it. But yeah, anything else?
That is all on my end.
Okay. Have a good week, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We're looking forward to Thursday for real games, real stats, real stories, a lot more coverage. And a lot of the games will definitely be on TV so we can catch up and provide better content for you guys. That's all I got. Fly, Cardinals, fly. Let's start off good, guys, please. Go Cardinal Nation.
Fly Cardinals fly, indeed. And happy opening day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.